cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting to the Matrix on November the 17th, 2009. Newcomers, I always suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, that's the main site. And on that site, scroll down and bookmark all the other sites I have, because once in a while the main one goes down. And if you have the bookmarks, you can always download the latest shows from the other sites, the alternate sites. Sometimes too, those who find that trying to download and it's sort of sticking or constantly reloading, try these other sites anyway. That it's good to scatter the bandwidth around, because everyone goes into the comm site at the same time, and there's thousands of folk do it, and that's what causes some of the problems. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness to choose from, .com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net, .us, .ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. The last one, remember, is the European site, has all the audios the other ones have, but has the addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given for download and prints up, translated into the various languages of Europe. And remember, this is probably the only show out there where I'm not backed by anybody. I don't bring on guests to sell products. And there's no foundation, there's no big group backing me at all. It's up to you, the listeners, to back me. And you can do that by looking at cuttingthroughmatrix.com. See what I have for sale there. There's books and discs. That'll maybe help me take over. And you can also donate to me as well. There's different methods to donate or buy the books, including PayPal. If you want to use PayPal for buying the books or discs, just give me a separate email and I'll get it to you. But remember, in the US too, you have the choice of, say, PayPal again. Personal check is good from the US and Canada. And you can also use international postal money order. I think it's the only country left in the world you can actually use an international postal money order. Every country used to have them, but they've all cancelled them now. But it's still good from the States to Canada as long as you buy the international one. And that's for people who don't use bank accounts. Other people just send cash, and that's good too from the rest of Europe. Or, once again, you can use MoneyGram, Western Union, or PayPal. It's up to you. For those who just get the discs burned and passed to them at different meetings, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, and the number 1, P3E4N1. And it's important that you don't just skip over this every day, this first 5 minutes, because, as I say, thousands out there listen, only a few support, and one day I'll just go off and do other things, because I can't live on fresh air. Now, this whole reality business that we're born into, we're conned with one con after another, beginning with the parents' con, because the parents give you what they think is reality. They generally don't know either that they've been conned all their lives long. Yeah, by the time they're older, they'll definitely gripe about politics and politicians. They get kind of jaded. Hopefully, they'll learn to be jaded after voting for different parties at different times in their life. But they still pass on this idea that everything's just developing day by day throughout their lives, and they pass it on to you to make you think you're on the cutting edge. And there's nothing further from the truth. Everything that's happening today, the Copenhagen Treaty, the whole lot was planned 100-odd years ago. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just mentioning how reality is presented to us as soon as we can understand words and meaning, and our parents pass on their reality, what was real to them. But remember, too, they were also conditioned, in turn, every generation is. Yet you can go back, as I say, 100 years or more, and find people were talking about global governments, even long before that. All the revolutionaries were talking about it, with a kind of socialistic, collectivist society, everyone pulling and for the whole, losing yourself in the mass, in other words, all in it together idea, and all paying and sustaining the planet and each other, basically, interdependence, if you like to call it that. And Karl Marx, even before that, was talking about that in the 1800s. And that's what all the socialist-type movements were about in those days. But got to remember, too, these guys weren't just collecting money in tin cans to keep their massive organizations going. They were getting money from already the existent foundations that existed, generally owned by people like even the Rockefellers in the late 1800s. They already had their foundations up. And other so-called philanthropists, and many of them were international bankers. The rest were the heads and the owners of big international corporations. Very wealthy people, incredibly wealthy people, and that was all part of it. It's interesting even to go into the study of Albert Pike's ideas
and his associations of Freemasonry, because Freemasonry in their own writings admits that they were involved in different revolutionary planning and organization in that particular period. And we know that Albert Pike, who was really the Pope of Freemasonry in the 1800s, late 1800s, he taught Mazzini, and Mazzini went off into Europe to create the other types of revolutionaries for each society to first unite every country that were, even ones like Italy, was made up of different little provinces or kingdoms, you might say, to unite them through revolution and centralized governments. That was the same as same system as Karl Marx was talking about, the centralization of government. And then through leagues and associations, they would make an international society. That's exactly what they did with the League of Nations and now the United Nations. They're all working towards the same end, basically, a society where we all, as I say, pool together to sustain the whole. We lose our individuality in the process. Well, you see, that was Marxism. That's what that was all about, losing yourself. You're a cog in the machine. In China, during the Cultural Revolution, they put out lots of propaganda movies for the people. And in one of them, the main character, the soldier, who was totally fictitious, of course, but epitomized what every youngster was supposed to be, he said he wanted to be the bolt in a gun. A great ambition, a bolt in a gun. From a human to a bolt in a gun. That is the concept that we're going into now. For sustainability. The sustainability, of course, is a very old idea of the so-called revolutionary type groups. There have always been elitist at the top with the Darwinian belief of survival of the fittest, meaning the cells, those ones already in power. That's what that means. And they truly believe that the masses help bring all this about, and then the masses die off. See, that's the end, the part they never told the rest of the Marxists. The whole idea is they all die off when they bring in this perfect system. They work through sciences to make a perfect society, and then they're no longer needed. They're obsolete. And anything in the Darwinian theory that becomes obsolete has no function and must perish. If it's even kept alive, it brings down the elite themselves. That's what they truly believe. So all we are at the moment is cannon fodder and workers to bring in the perfect system. And as they're doing it, we're already dying off, in fact, with massive cancers everywhere. Have been for many, many years, accelerating through the 70s, 80s, and 90s to the present time. Until they don't even bother finding new names for particular cancers because they find new ones all the time. There's too many. They didn't exist before. And neither, of course, is there any tremendous investigation into what they are or what's causing them. Why is that? It's because the ones who fund them for investigations know darn well what's causing it all. It isn't just inoculations, the fact they destroy your immune system and various other things, it's also the massive pesticides and herbicides they're using and all of the foodstuffs and have been for years. We're being poisoned from so many different areas, it's just amazing. But everything is working according to the like a biowarfare technique. There's nothing happenstance about any particular disease that comes along and starts killing people, or the fact that people are becoming sterile. There's nothing happenstance about it. That's exactly how you conduct a particular warfare. You find out what you want to achieve. You find the age groups that you want to target, and you go for it. You have all the funding in the world. Last night I talked, I touched on the fact about the bisphenol A and the different kinds of artificial estrogens that are in the foodstuffs, etc. And here's another article about it from Wise Up Journal from the 12th of November 2009. It says, it's worth finding out why the Canadian government has started banning the widely used chemical BPA in containers that hold products for human consumption. The scientific data highlighted in this report is one of the most significant pieces of evidence to explain what is causing the plummeting fertility and skyrocketing cancer rates worldwide, along with other reproduction defects. Frederick von Saul, professor of biology at the University of Missouri at Columbia, accommodated Fox News, and the link is here for Fox News, in performing tests on plastics, in particular food cans with plastic linings. Now, they never used to put plastic in tin cans and so on. And now they do, even in beer cans they do it. And people think it's, they don't even ask why. They just accept everything and adapt to it. Isn't that amazing? It says here the popular food products in the can tested were purchased at an average supermarket. The professor of biology tested for the chemical BPA, bisphenol A, to determine how much is leaked into foods or liquids from the unstable plastic lining on a microscopic level. Plastics manufacturers add BPA to their products as it can create a glass-like surface and are less prone to crack. This is their excuse. Implications are significant as in the news broadcast, Professor Von Saul explains that the chemical BPA is known as a synthetic female sex hormone mimicker. And in 1936, as far back as 1936, was considered for use as an estrogen drug. So they've always known exactly what it does. It is an unstable chemical that leaches out at very low but powerful levels. It says we started testing it at levels tens of thousands of times below what anybody had ever tested before and found it profoundly damaged the male reproductive system. We know it causes brain damage and it causes breast cancer and prostate cancer, said Professor Von Saul. Tests involved the purchase of different canned products right off supermarket shelves. Food was removed from the cans. The cans were rinsed with water until clean and left to dry. Then ultra-pure filtered water was poured into the cans. The test was to determine how stable can linings are merely with water being in contact with them for only 24 hours. Just for water in it. Professor Von Saul explained, every single product here put out an amount of bisphenol A that would be in the danger zone. This is a chemical that can alter the way your cells function at below a trillionth of a gram. A trillionth of a gram. 1 million times lower than this. If 1 trillionth of a gram is dangerous and can alter your cells, then it is easy to conclude that with a dose 1 million times higher, we defiantly see high fertility drops and sperm DNA damage in exposed populations. 1 millionth of a gram is expressed as a microgram. Cans of peas were scientifically tested at over 18 micrograms by professor of biology. Cans of tomato sauce were tested at over 30 micrograms. People who buy juice and tomato sauces are getting an even greater dose of the female sex hormone as citric acid causes larger leaching, more leaching of bisphenol A. This particular test was for 24 hours, unlike the food products and drinks that sit on the shelves of grocery stores and stockrooms for months. Most people's daily diet has levels of the female sex hormone many times higher. Even the inside of paper juice cartons are lined with plastic. So where are the human population fertility and DNA damage statistics to back the findings of these tests? The Center for Disease Control, a U.S. government agency, performed tests on the public and concluded that 95% of Americans have detectable levels of bisphenol A in their urine. Of course, an oversupply of the female sex hormone estrogen is not good for boys or the developing fetus. Last year, Canada's completely state-run broadcasting CBC reported that since the 1950s, there's been a massive damage done to sperm in the general human population. And that's true. It's been plummeted from the 50s onwards across the whole Western world. And also, that's when the mandatory inoculations for children started in a lot of countries too at the same time. It goes together, by the way. It says here, damaged sperm have been linked with a 300% increase in testicular cancer. That's an awful lot, 300% increase. A form of cancer that affects young men in their 20s and 30s. The average sperm count of a North American college student today is less than half of what it was 50 years ago. It's actually much more less than that. Back with more after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, reading from the Wise Up Journal, just to give more data on one of the ways we're all being poisoned, basically, by design. There's no accident about this, because, as I say, they've always known at the top of what these particular chemicals did to the human body. And remember, you can go back to the League of Nations at the end of World War One. They discussed ways of bringing down the population, because population control was even then a very important part of it. There's a division of the League of Nations dedicated to that problem. And when they went into the United Nations, they set up their Department on Population, but it's actually population control. They don't sit and just dream and give up wish lists to Santa Claus. They actually obviously implement certain agendas. And we know they've done it in the past, that the scandal that broke out when millions of African and Indian women had been given supposedly free tetanus shots quite a few years ago there, and it turned out that they weren't really tetanus at all. What they were was a biowarfare designed particular inoculation that carried a damaging agent right to the ovaries of the women, caused fibrosis and sterilized them. That was a plan. That was admitted to. So to think it's just the third world is getting hammered under the old Kissinger plan, because he drafted a bill up for dealing with this kind of problem of what he called overpopulation, which was a danger to the state. Remember, they mean the people back home too, because in the New World Order,
They don't care for any particular peasant group, whether it's American, Canadian, British, or Chinese, or anybody else. It's a world order. And these guys at the top are the most evolved, you see. So the most evolved, supposedly from every nation, have one big club at the top. And they've all congratulated each other to ensure they're all in and get all their guarantees from each other of a future for them and their children. And the rest of us have to simply work to bring it all into being and make it all happen and then all die off in turn at the right times. That really is how simple it is. That's really how simple it is. The average person out there who is so naive and brainwashed that they truly believe that the mainstream media is there to tell them everything that they should know hasn't a chance. They haven't a chance. And Brzezinski himself, in his own book, Between Two Ages, said that. He said, shortly the general public will be unable to think for themselves. They'll expect the media to do their reasoning for them. Now, the media was viewed on with suspicion by the general public until about the 1960s. People knew that the media was owned by media barons, big corporate barons, who were up there with other barons of industry and politics, and so he didn't trust them. They're private organizations. But it's amazing, in the age of television, how just through massive propaganda and the fact of creating an addiction to television, people truly believe when the news comes on, they're telling you the truth, that it somehow is an appendage to your brain, doing some altruistic humanitarian thing by telling you all the things you should know. That's why when you present evidence to the brain dead, and they are brain dead, to show them what's happening, you see the glazed eyes. They truly do glaze over, and they become agitated and look left and right, and they want to get away because they haven't seen or heard about it from the mainstream media. It's not been on television. That technique has worked. It has worked. They are now brainwashed. The beauty, if you look into the science of brainwashing, there's a lot of data out there, tells you the last person who will ever believe it is the person who is brainwashed. That's why it works so well. And people have gone through the psychology of people and the sociology to do with how they rationalize their own sanity. And how they do it is by bouncing off the topics they've heard about and their views on those topics, which were given to them generally by people doing the dialectic on television, playing left and right. And they bounce off other people who've also seen the same kind of news and heard the same news from the media. And if they all agree on what they were told, then they all think they're sane. But really, that's the whole dilemma. That's how people are if they live in Plato's cave. Everyone in the cave will agree with each other. Yeah, that's true. Those are the walls. There's the back of the cave. And so on and so on. That's how it is. So perfect brainwashing truly does work. Now, I'll put the links up that I mentioned tonight, these stories, on my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, at the end of the show, remember, and you can look them up for yourselves. ID cards are back in Britain. Now, Britain tried to bring in the ID cards back in the 90s, 1990s, late 90s, and there was a row from the public at that time. Rather astonishing, but I guess they still had some testosterone left in, and they couldn't understand why. Because the Cold War is over. They never had ID cards for Britain during the whole Cold War. And when nothing's happening, they couldn't figure out, what's all this about? Why do you want ID cards now? And so it kind of went back underground. They let it cool for a while, but kept on in the background working away towards it. And they've tried to introduce it a few times since. And now they are introducing it, starting with Manchester and England. And I'll be back with the story after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt with Cutting Through the Matrix. Talk about the ID cards and how they're trying to bring them in a few times. Now, it's interesting that Canada already had them. If you wanted to apply back in the late 90s, you could actually go to special offices near the border and apply for them. Then Wendy Mesley had a show about that back about 1998, I think it was. So they tried on this voluntary type basis, and even her show was like kind of an ad for the thing in the first place. It'll help you speed through border crossings and all that stuff. They've had iris scans and fingerprints and all that done with it there too. But and that was the precursor of what they called ClearPass. That's now evolved into something else now. But Britain's tried this a few times too, and see here they are introducing it again to see how it goes, to see if the public will fall for it. Because I don't want to push it in a mandatory fashion. I don't want to, that would be a last resort. They might do it yet that way. But they want it to become voluntary. And once enough people accept it, they'll make it mandatory because, well, everyone else is using it and it becomes such a great ID for everything. That's how they'll do it. Everything starts off voluntarily until enough people take it. This is from the Manchester Evening News, November 16th. It says, Manchester become the first people in Britain to be able to apply for ID cards. So we can apply for them. They can now directly apply to attend appointments from November the 30th to have their photograph and fingerprints taken for the £30 card. They're going to pay £30 for it. Makes them feel better. It's your personal card, you see, like your personal computer and all that. At Manchester's passport office,
junior home officer, office minister, Meg Hitler, Hillier, said the cards would be particularly useful for students and young people as they would save the cost and hassle of getting into clubs and bars. So they're targeting the youth, you see, hoping they're going to be really naive. Anyone over 16 in the city with a UK passport can apply for a card. So this is outside of your passport. Yeah. Ms. Hillier told BBC Radio's 4 Today programme, really, for a lot of people, it's a day-to-day convenience thing. So it's been sold as a convenience thing, you see. She says, for a lot of young people, I mean, this is from the Home Office, this is like the overseer of Britain's security services at the CIA. So for a lot of young people, they often take their passports to prove their identity in nightclubs and bars, and the passport service sweeps these up every week. Oh, my God. So for a lot of people, it will save the cost and hassle of taking your passport, risking losing it, and instead you've got this very convenient little credit-sized card, which no doubt you'll hopefully tear up or lose as well. She says, I've got one, and it's very useful. Now, that's absolute rot, because working in the Home Office, everyone's got the highest, incredibly highest security you can ever imagine. It's like the old series Get Smart, from you know, palm prints to everything. They had that back in the 60s, for goodness sake. So this person here is just promoting their stuff and talking to the folk as children, and that's how they see us all. The ID cards were very hard to copy and were very secure with biometric information stored on a database, she said. She added, Britain has had so many thefts with data from the government databases that folk have no trust whatsoever in anything that the government does or tells them in that particular line. This is not a database that can be downloaded onto disks, she says. Oh, who's kidding who? It's going to be held in different places, so there'll be fingerprints and your picture on one database and your biographical information on another, which I must stress, just the same as what's held by the passport service anyway, and will be linked together by another database. Well, come on. The database would only be used for serious crime issues or identity concerns at a border. Former Shadow Home Secretary David Davis said, the lack of confidence the government has in this scheme is evident by the fact that they've made no estimate of the take-up of this trial. Now, she says this is hardly surprising when the minister believes it's only useful for getting into nightclubs and collecting parcels at the post office. This is a far from robust defense of one of their most expensive follies. The ID cards will be launched nationwide from 2012, but they will not be compulsory, thus to begin with. The Liberal Democrats pointed to staggering official figures which showed the government was spending nearly, listen to this, £230,000 per day on developing ID cards and biometric passports. Between April 2006 and September 2009, the Identity and Passport Office spent £216.1 million on future development projects for ID cards and biometric passports. Spending so far for 2009 to 2010, between April and September, is at a record high of £42 million. That's £229,508 every day. In 2008 to 2009, £81.5 million was spent. In 2007 to 2008, £61.7 million. In 2067, £30.9 million. Amazing, eh? You wonder why the governments always claim they're broke. Huh? Do you ever wonder why? And you ever wonder how much of that money ever goes to what they say it's going to? How much is just siphoned off into pockets along the way? And we all know, too, that the card is just, again, training the animals to keep grazing, don't be too scared, and get used to that. And once you're used to that, well, what's the problem about taking a little chip with the same thing in it? Remember, I mentioned that Verichip amalgamated with another company, and they now call themselves Positive ID. That's for a chip, Positive ID. So I guess in Britain, they've got to just give them the step-by-step card first, get them used to it, and get them the chip onto it. That's how you would train an animal, you see, not to be scared of something. That's how we are. We're treated like animals, and stupid ones at that. Most folk don't seem to mind these days, though, about having no privacy, etc. They're already too far gone. And it's interesting, too, that they have an identity commissar. See, we're all Sovietized now. We're the new upgraded Sovietized system. They have an identity commissar appointed to oversee the ID cards. A brand new position. And this is from computing.uk.com. It says here, and I'll put this link up too on my site at the end of the show. It says, a watchdog is to monitor national identity register and use of cards by business and public sector. 14th September 2009. The government has taken another step towards the introduction of ID cards with the appointment today of the first identity commissioner as a commissar, right? Sir Joseph Pilling. I don't know where they find these and people with these names. Pilling is taking on the role of watchdog for the National Identity Register and monitoring the use of ID cards by public and private sector organizations. He starts in the new job on October the 1st, ready for the first rollout of the controversial scheme to people in Greater Manchester. The public has the right to expect the National Identity Service to be run to the highest standards of what? Of what? It says that the identity commissioner will champion their interests. Oh, it's like the privacy commissar. See, every British Commonwealth country has a privacy commissioner. And they always come out once in a while and say, oh, you're losing all your freedoms and all your privacy. And then the people say, well, do something about it. And this guy who works for the feds says, well, I can't. I've no actual power. All I can do is tell you. So this guy will be much the same for this particular area. And you'll say, they're there now. You know, when you complain, they're there now. And maybe kiss your hand better because it's been chopped off with somebody stealing your card. But that's the farces that we live through today. We're treated just like children. And you get rather sick of it at times, don't you? You know, at least you should get sick of it at times. We never get the truth on anything. Anything at all. That's a reality. Here's one here to do with, you know, we're talking about cancers and things. Biotech crops cause big jump in pesticide use. This is from Reuters. Tuesday, November 17th, it says, the rapid adoption by U.S. farmers of genetically engineered corn, soybeans, and cotton has promoted increased use of pesticides, an epidemic of herbicide-resistant weeds, and more chemical residues in foods, according to a report issued Tuesday by health and environmental protection groups. Now, why do you think that is, too? It's just like the bisphenol and so on in the food, you know, from the plastics. What's the difference here? They've had these things for years. They know exactly what they're doing. They know it's killing off so many people, sterilizing people, and all that kind of stuff. So why do they promote more and more use of it? I mean, companies like Monsanto can't even be taken to court. There's not a judge in the planet that's going to touch them. That means they've been given the right to pass through. Kind of like picking Bill Gates and saying, we're going to make you a front man for an organization. It's going to be very famous. Just read your lines and be a good boy, and we'll put you to the top. That's the same with Monsanto and so on. It's like pathways clear for you. Everything's cleared for you to be successful. It's the same thing with these companies because it's a must-be to take over the entire food supply of the planet. It says the group said research showed the herbicide use grew by 383 million pounds in weight, right? 383 million pounds in weight from 1996 to 2008, with 46% of the total increase occurring in 2007 and 2008. The report was released by non-profits, the Organic Center and the Union for Concerned Scientists and the Center for Food Safety. The group said that while herbicide use has climbed, insecticide use has dropped because biotech crops. said adoption of genetically engineered corn and cotton that carry traits resistant to insects has led to reduction of the insecticides by 64 million pounds in weight since 1996. Still, that leaves a net overall increase on U.S. farm fields of 318 million pounds of pesticides, which include insecticides and herbicides, over the first 13 years of commercial use. The rise in herbicide use comes as farmers increasingly adopt corn, soy, and cotton that have been engineered with traits that allow them to tolerate dosings, heavier dosings of weed killer. The most popular of these are known as Roundup Ready for their ability to sustain treatments with Roundup herbicide. It's also owned by Monsanto, and are developed and marketed by World Seed Industry Monsanto Company. Monsanto rolled out the first biotech crop Roundup Ready soybeans in 1996. Their officials declined to comment on the report, but the Biotechnology Industry Organization, of which Monsanto is a member, said the popularity of herbicide-resistant crops showed their value outweighs any associated detriments. So all the deaths that are caused out there and massive cancers are simply outweighed by the fact that they're very popular crops by farmers. Farmers like them. It says here, and it says that herbicide-resistant crops are incredibly popular with farmers. They help them manage their weed problems in a way traditional crops don't, said Mike Wach, BIO, Managing Director of Science and Regulatory Affairs. Well, maybe they remember, maybe the farmers will like them, but when they're killing all their customers off, they'll start losing some business, you know. It says here, if a farmer feels a crop is causing them more trouble than it's worth, they'll stop using it, Wach said. Farmers are continuing to adopt these crops because they provide benefits, not liabilities and problems. That's because they haven't had enough lawsuits yet, because there's nobody organized enough amongst the public to take on a mass case. Bio officials reported to a report earlier this year by PG Economics Limited that said the volume of herbicides used in biotech soybean crops globally decreased by 161 million pounds, or 4.6%, from 1996 to 2007. The report by the environmental group states that a key problem resulting from the increase in herbicide use is the emergence of superweeds, which are difficult to kill because they become resistant to the herbicides. So they're using glyphosate-resistant weeds, weed killer now, or something. This is glyphosate-resistant weeds now infesting millions of acres. Farmers face rising costs coupled with sometimes major yield losses. So why are farmers liking this stuff when it's actually causing them all these problems now? And the environmental impact of weed management systems will surely rise, said Charles Benbrook, chief scientist at the Organic Center. The groups additionally criticized agriculture's biotechnology industry for claiming that higher costs for genetically engineered seeds are justified by multiple benefits to farmers, including decreased spending on pesticides. They said biotech corn seed prices in 2010 could be almost three times the cost of conventional seed, while new enhanced biotech soybean seed for 2010 could be 42% more than the original biotech version. So everything's actually going up and up and up. I don't care if the farmers like it or not. So is the death rate and all the other problems that it's causing. Quite something, eh? Big business, but it's more than just big business. It's a mandate to take over the food supply. You find, as I say, in that book, it was written that, I think it was Ecoscience, I've mentioned it quite a few times, that Holdren was involved in. They talked about that, the taking over of the entire food supply off the planet. And they were right along with the United Nations agenda, the Ministry of Agriculture, this is in their agenda, because Holdren and Paul Ehrlich said that this group that could take over the entire food supply could then distribute it to each country and never put the quota up, forcing each country to bring down their populations, or you'd starve. And these people are all in power right now, as they're heading off for the Copenhagen Agreement. Now, the agreement, don't believe all this rubbish, the Copenhagen Agreement, where they're telling you, well, you see, we haven't got anything ready yet. Well, what they have got ready is an agreement to agree on everything that will be in the next agreement. That's what it's about. a promise to agree with everything that they put down on the next agreement. That's what it's all about right now. And boy, are we going to get hammered with incredible costs that no one saw coming on everything, and punished for every joule of energy you use and everything that you buy, a carbon tax on everything you buy. Personal carbon taxes also will be sent your way. And you'll have to pay up, or else they'll burn you to the ground and release all that carbon into the air. But that's the kind of world that's used. And all this rubbish with global warming and carbon taxes is just the old communist method upgraded to take over the entire planet. And the communists are not the little guys with dungarees and working boots. They never were at the top. It's a high, very, very stinking rich intelligentsia that runs it all. The ones who already run the banks and own them as well. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And I'll go to the callers now. And there's Lindsay from Georgia there. Hey there, Lindsay. Hello? Is Lindsay there? Is. Okay. Is Steve from Connecticut there?
Hello?
Hello, is that Steve?
Yes.
Right, yeah, gotcha.
How are you?
Not so bad, yeah.
Yeah, I just started listening to your podcast recently, so I don't know if you've already covered this. I noticed you have a, a big background in the music industry.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering if you ever did a show on the, as far as the involvement of Aleister Crowley.
Oh, yeah, I've done quite a few. If you go into the archive section, you might even go back a couple of years, but I've gone through a lot of Crowley's history and his influence on the supposed music industry. But really, it's a form of Freemasonry that they had to bring into the youth culture, especially those that were helping lead the culture. I mean, the culture is guided at all times by music and the movies and so on. It goes in the deliberate direction. It's not happenstance. And Crowley, his whole thing was to do with mysticism, and that was to get the youth into the OTO, basically. And it was so prevalent. I've also done a lot on how the U.S. Music industry started, to where it started, and at Laurel Canyon in the States, and to show you that even some of the biggest guys there, the biggest people who were put up there as music stars, were actually children from high military families themselves. Even though they were pushing all the radical anti-government stuff, they were all, even Madonna, for goodness sake, you know. I mean, her whole family were all into the higher echelons of military intelligence.
Weren't the Beatles sort of like involved in, like, EMI?
Yeah, I've gone through the Beatles too, because they were part of the phenomena. What they did was give two particular sides, as always, do a dialectic. They gave the Stones for one type of youngster that was still into the sort of yelling, angry kind of stuff, you know, or the show-off stuff, the kind of immature. And then they gave the Beatles for the other group, the more the ones that thought they were more intellectual. And they actually had stuff in the newspapers at the time about the two kinds competing, but they weren't competing at all. They were just put out to lead their own groups. There were the Pied Pipers, and how Theodore Adorno was the guy who owned all the rights of the Beatles songs up until his death, and then Michael Jackson bought over the rights to them, and Paul McCartney in fact tried to buy the rights when Adorno died, but it was Jackson's bids outdid him. And now that Jackson's dead, I guess Paul McCartney will be back in again trying to get them when they go up for auction, which they will go up for auction again. Yeah.
What's your opinion about, as far as two battling factions within the Freemasons? Because I guess Andrew Jackson was a Freemason, yet he went after the banks.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be a contradiction there.
There's no real contradiction, because you understand that Masonry really goes into Kabbalistic techniques, where it's essential that you use the opposites to create conflict. It's a dialectic in motion, in fact. Things would be static unless you have conflict, and out of the conflict becomes a synthesis, and then the synthesis becomes a new thesis, and then you go on forever. That's what they call progress, but it's directed progress. So they create the battles, they create the outcomes, then that gives you a new thesis to go on with. And that's what communism was based on as well, same thing. Yeah. But thanks for calling, that's the end of the show. And for the ones I couldn't get around to, please call back tomorrow. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.
With recent